When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a
basket.
What do nails come in?
A nail.
Like a barrel but smaller.
A keg.
All right, what runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Hoops.
All right. What do you put in the top of a bottle?
A stopper.
No, what is the material the stopper is made out of?
Cork.
All right. The thing you put in your mouth and work back and forth and blow on it?
Harmonica.
Do you have any other names for it?
Mouth organ.
What about something that you would hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it would twang? You know of this thing?
No.
All right. What would be some of the usual tools you might have around the house?
Hammer.
All right. If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
I wouldn't know.
All right. If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
I don't know.
All right. Now, on the wagon, you would have two horses, and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Rings.
All right. What would you say somebody is doing when he is filling up his wagon at the wood lot and taking it to the house?
Hauling wood.
All right. Fill in this blank. We have blanked quite a few stumps out of there with mules and chains.
Pull.
All right. Not pull, but another verb.
Drag.
All right. What is the first thing you use in the field when you are getting ready to plant?
Plow.
Are there any other kinds you use later?
Yes, use a hoe.
All right. What about the kind you use on a hill?
Use a plow.
All right. After you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
A hoe.
No, it's not a hoe. It's something else. It's much wider. It has little pickets or something in it.
A harrow.
All right. What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths?
I don't know.
All right. What do you call the A-shaped frames you use to lay the boards across to make a table for a church supper?
I don't know.
All right. You straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
All right. What do you put in a revolver?
Cartilage.
All right. What do you call the playground equipment that children play on, one child balancing the other, going up and down? What would you say they are doing?
Seesawing.
All right, maybe you need to talk a little louder because I see the level of the record level is not very high. Maybe you can record a little higher if you don't mind.
Yes.
All right. There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or stump. Children get on each end and spin around it. What do you call that?
Seesaw.
All right. When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it so that children can go back and forth, you're making a...
Seesaw. Oh, a swing.
All right. What do you carry coal in?
Bucket or pail.
A small vehicle to carry bricks or other heavy things with a little wheel in front and two handles to push it by.
Wheelbarrow.
What do you sharpen a sight on?
Stone.
All right. If something is squeaking, to lubricate it, you have to do what to it?
You have to grease it.
Not oil, but the hard, solid kind.
Grease.
All right. If grease got all over your hands, they're all...
greasing.
You might take your car into a gas station and ask them to check the water and...
oil.
What is it that you use to burn in lamps?
Lamp oil, a kerosene.
All right. What might you call a makeshift lamp made of a rag, bottle, and kerosene?
A lantern.
All right. Toothpaste comes in a...
tube.